This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
Dr. Jonathan, how are you?
Good morning.
It's not a deadly choice. Don't eat too many sugar.
Yeah, fun food. Yes. Just a small amount.
Definitely, mate. How are we looking in the state, the great state of Queensland, mate?
Good. We had two local cases yesterday linked to that cluster, but both in quarantine for most of the time. I think maybe a day where one of them might not have been, and so they added some exposure sites to look at yesterday, arvo. So, yeah, but I think overall pretty low risks, according to the Chief Health Officer, which sounds right. So, yep, on our way out.
Which is great to hear. Now, New South Wales, not so good. They obviously are reassessing the way they're going to do their lockdown, I believe.
I don't know too much about that, but I guess they're kind of reviewing how that all looks, and you know, especially with some of the activities that's been happening over weekend and movements for people. But you might have to fill me in on exactly what that was.
Well, I think they were just saying in the news this morning, obviously we've got a TV in the studio, so we're pretty lucky. They were, instead of doing the lockdown for everybody, they were going to pick areas and obviously delegate areas to make sure, you know, that in those areas people stay home and whatnot. So not all part of Sydney's are doing the same thing. So, we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, don't know about that. But so vaccinations here in Brisbane and Queensland, how are we looking?
We've almost hit 50% of people had one dose. So I think we'll hit that maybe in a few days.
That's
time.
Awesome.
We're at 49%. So that's really good. We are probably the state that's at the bottom of the list. But, look, that doesn't mean there's not lots of vaccinations happening. It's just that's happening across the country. And I still think Queensland's doing good we've got a bit of a place to go. And I think it's maybe when there's not COVID around, like there is down south, it does make it harder to be a bit more real for people.
Yeah.
But I guess my message would be COVID is coming without being a doomsday, but that's just reality. Sometime in the next 3 to 6 months, we'll be in a similar position to states down south, whether that's because of an outbreak or because borders change. But that's how COVID will be in Queensland.
But, like, in theory, if everyone goes and gets vaccinated now, it shouldn't hit us as hard as how it's hit down there, right?
Exactly. That's the key, really, is that, you know, you'll be exposed to COVID one way or the other, and you've got to get immunity to it. You can either get that through natural infection or through the vaccine, and the vaccine is a much better way to do that with this particular virus.
Now, obviously, this back end of this week is probably pretty important as well in the start. School holidays start next week, and I suppose just to make sure to keep everyone on track, mate, you know, to make sure that we don't want to go into these snap lockdowns while these school holidays are on, because, you know, it's not ideal for everyone. What do we need to be doing to make sure that we're moving forward, and where can people go get vaccinated as well?
Yeah, sure. So in terms of where to get vaccinated, I think that's a great place to start. So look up on the online eligibility checker these days. Pretty much anyone aged 12 and over is eligible. That came online this week. So, but that'll help take you to a spot near you that is vaccinating. Pharmacies are vaccinating, GP practices, Queensland Health. So you can register with Queensland Health, and then they'll get in contact with you for an appointment. In terms of local AMSs, so jump on the websites for your local AMS and you can book directly from there, either online bookings or register your interest, or give them a call, you know, your usual clinic that you go to and book in for the vaccine that's there for you. I think the other thing to say in terms of keeping safe is that early testing that we've talked about before, and the student who was the first case diagnosed in this latest cluster got tested really early, like had a kind of headache out of the ordinary, and she went and got tested straight away. And that means that she's not out and about infectious for much of her time. And I think if we can do that, she's probably saved us all a lockdown.
Yeah.
I think, you know, big congrats to that.
But yeah,
I think
awesome.
That's what we can all do. Don't be sitting out for a week saying, oh, I've got, you know, I'm coughing, a runny nose, and a bit of a fever or any of those things and say, oh, it's not COVID, can't possibly be, because it could possibly be, and go get tested on day one or two. Yeah.
So it's more like, yes, you've got those common symptoms that you've got to get tested even if you have them, like your runny nose, your cough and everything. But things like headaches, if you're not someone that usually gets headaches, that's a good sign to go and get. Like me, that wouldn't worry me because I get headaches all the time. But if you're someone
but if
you don't get headaches and you're not someone that gets regular stress headaches or anything, that's a good sign to go get tested.
Yeah, that's right. I think if something out of the ordinary, and I guess you tend to with it because the headache's that kind of early symptom. You kind of feel that bit of tiredness, maybe a bit achy in other parts of your body too. If any of that kind of feels like I might have a cold or flu coming on, then go get tested.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, mate. We'll chat to you again, same time, same place tomorrow.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.